Americans, I greet you all in the name of peace, democracy, and freedom for all.
As South Africans mark Nelson Mandela Day on July the 18th in honour of the nation's former president and Nobel Peace Prize laureate, we spoke to the country's leading Catholic churchman, Cardinal Wilfrid Napier, who has met Mandela many times. He spoke enthusiastically about Mandela's greatest gifts as a man and as a leader in an interview with Vatican Radio's Susie Hodges.
I think one of the greatest qualities is that Mandela as a man was somebody who knew how to give himself for the cause of freedom, and that freedom included everybody. And as a result, because he was doing it for others, he was completely free in what he was doing. And I think that's what added to the integrity of the man in his participation in the armed struggle. He was genuinely doing it for others. And that seems to be one of the greatest attributes of the man. He is very much a man who is concerned about others. I would say even his membership of the ANC, his leadership in the ANC, was always to make himself available for and to the other.
You've met him in person on a number of occasions. I mean, how would you describe him? How would you describe his personality when you come face to face with him?
The first thing was he has a phenomenal memory. You meet him once, next time you meet him, he doesn't need to be introduced to you. He will certainly remember you, remember details of where you come from. And in that way, he's very typical of that generation. They were always very interested in other people. And what was good for other people would become the object of why they were engaging with you. The second thing, he comes across as a very, very humble man. Humble in the sense that he knows he is in the position that he is because he has been given gifts to be in that position, and he acknowledges that those gifts are not of his making, but his creator has given him those gifts. I think the third thing I would say about him is Mandela was always somebody who kept very much in touch with his people, from the smallest ones to the greatest ones, the lowest to the highest. And I think that really is a feature of the man. He's really there for his people.
Is there any particular remark that he made during those meetings that particularly resonated with you, particularly memorable or inspirational?
Yes, the one was not in a meeting as such, but on a phone call. After the news had got out that I'd been appointed a cardinal, he was out of the country at the time, but he got his people to track me down. Eventually, they tracked me down to the seminary that we were having our Bishops' Conference meeting in Pretoria at. And when we eventually, after two or three days of trying to get hold of each other, we made contact, and I greeted him. First of all, I said, "Mr. Mandela." He says, "No, I'm Madiba to you." So another more familiar way of addressing him, you see. And then he said, "Oh, imagine, Cardinal Napier, you calling ordinary folk like myself, and you've been elevated so high in the church." You know, he's that kind of man. Very much in his mind, to affirm others was more important than receiving accolades from anyone.
And if you had to sum up in just a few sentences, what are his greatest contributions to South Africa's history?
I think he went against the tide. At the time that he was in prison, and the armed struggle was getting very, very vicious, Mandela took it upon himself to make contact with the authorities, the government, and started telling them that the path that was being followed was leading to absolute disaster. It was time that we started meeting and talking to each other. I think that kind of initiative that showed the qualities of leadership that I think we're lacking very, very badly at the moment, not just in South Africa, but I think in many parts of the world as well, that quality of leadership that sees disaster coming and says, "We have to take drastic action. Even if it's against the stream, we have to do it." And that's what he did. The second thing that's outstanding about Mandela was the way in which he was able to evaluate situations. For instance, the ANC was terribly anti the World Cup and the rugby and all that. They wanted the name of the Springboks to be changed and a whole lot of other things. Mandela saw that this was actually going to cause more harm than good, went to a meeting, put his leadership on stake by saying, if you go this route, then I'm going to resign as your leader. And it was a very close thing, but he showed his leadership there. And the final thing I would say about Mandela was, when he saw the opportunity, he used gestures, symbolic gestures, admittedly, but gestures that would speak more than 1,000 words. For instance, organizing to have high tea with the wives of the former prime ministers and presidents of South Africa, who had been the cause of his incarceration and who had been the architects of apartheid and its oppressive system. He had tea with them as a symbol of reconciliation. I think those are some masterstrokes in his life. And it's that kind of thing that makes me enthusiastic about speaking about Mandela.